I've been interested in colony organization for quite a while. I'm interested in why they're so successful, social insects, in part to come up with ways to inhibit their success through control measures, but also to just understand a complex idea, i.e. sociality, in a very simple-minded insect like termites. One aspect of this sociality interest is colony size. Why do insects, social insects, have certain colony size? So that's what we're looking at in this study. We're using density as a laboratory aspect that might roughly simulate group size in the field. And we're looking at JH titer related to soldier production, as you'll see in a second. A lot of our work and other people's work have shown that soldiers' production is fixed and optimized. That is, that they have a certain percentage of soldiers regardless of their colony size, but as species increase in their numbers in a colony, you do tend to get more soldiers in those colonies that have those large sizes. So what we wanted to look at is, well, what happens to soldier numbers as you increase density? And what we do know is that soldiers somehow inhibit other soldiers from being produced to get to that fixed optimized number through juvenile hormone production in the colony in some way. So a little background on what we know about density as a stress effect, what it may cause to an insect. Well, actually, this is just showing again that what I just said, that juvenile hormone has been shown to be involved in many important roles in caste regulation and in termites. It produces soldiers, which is very unusual for any insect to, in the presence of juvenile hormone, to develop into an endpoint, albeit sterile endpoint, but a soldier. Density effects can affect insects in a number of ways. These stresses can affect coloration, morphology, developmental rate, metabolism, and behavior. But it's unclear exactly how juvenile hormone fits into this among insects. This is a mistake of these computers transfers. The size, grasshoppers are not more important than any other insect. But as you can see, JH titers decrease as crowding occurs in grasshoppers and sand crickets and velvet bean caterpillars. It increases in hornworms and fruit flies and red flower beetles. And this is the increases are often associated with food limitations, and that may have a factor in this study, but not sure. So the objective was to evaluate group density effect on worker JH dynamics and soldier production. Again, small words. Experimental units are fairly simple. These are small petri dishes. There's three colonies, two to three replicates per treatment, where the treatments are based on group size or basically density. We have two experiments, one with just workers, 50 workers, 100 workers, 500 workers, or 1,000 workers. And the second experiment gives them the replicate percentage of soldiers that they normally have, about 12% soldiers, to look at JH effects in both. Again, as I tried to mention, JH will increase in workers normally and cause soldier production if there are no soldiers present. And if there are soldiers present, what we've seen in the past is that JH production in this workers will not increase as rapidly, and some threshold is not reached, and they do not turn into soldiers. But we don't know how density affects that. This is the gives an idea of the density without the sand in the petri dishes, so that you can see the termites from 50 to 100 to 500 to 1,000. Data collection was where we took 50 termites from each petri dish of each treatment and sampled it using GCMS. After 10 days, we also looked at soldier production after 30 days, and we used appropriate statistical analyses. These are the results of colonies without soldiers at different densities. We were able to lump the three colonies because of the colony effect being non-significant. And as you can see, we have baseline data of JH in the workers, that is, before we put them into the experimental units from the whatever situation they were in before, usually a laboratory container for at least a week. And we see that as you increase density, you increase juvenile hormone. This is really to be expected. They don't have soldiers, so they have to produce a representative 12% soldiers, so it does make sense to me anyway that we should see these JH increases when no soldiers are present. This is with soldiers. There was a colony effect, so we're showing each colony. Colony A was not significantly different. That's why you just see the error, standard error bars and no letters. But we see with colony C at the 1,000 population number, we do see a significant JH increase in workers, and at 500 and 1,000 in colony D. And in all of them, you do see this exponential increase in juvenile hormone titer, which basically was unexpected to me, given that our previous work that suggested that a threshold is not reached and there should not be soldier production. Just to give you an idea of some separations of those data I just showed you, this is colony A itself. We see in these two different experiments with and without soldiers that were about a month apart, the baseline was pretty much the same. And you see without soldiers, there is quite a difference than with soldiers. But in some cases, you do see what would appear to be a threshold without soldiers that should produce soldiers in those petri dishes. This is another interesting one, again a month apart. Baseline is quite different in these two studies, which is right there and right there, and there's 50, 100, 500, and 1,000. And this appears to be, we think, related to that specific colony that happened to be an actual cart nest that we pulled out of a building, in which there probably were not as many soldiers as normally found in a foraging group that we normally are using in these experiments. So in this case, our first setup where we tested those termites 1 month before we tested these, there would have been a need for an increase in soldiers because more of them would have been outside of that carton than inside. So you would see that normal increase in JH. And 1 month later, this may represent where that colony in the laboratory before we experimented were able to get up to that 12% level. Soldier production is shown here in 30 days, and this is very preliminary data because at 1,000 termite numbers, after 30 days, many of the replicates were dead. But we do see that what we expect to see, we don't have the 50 termite numbers here because we had to sample all for 50 termites, but we do see what we should expect to see without the soldiers in how many soldiers are being produced. But despite the fact that juvenile hormone increased in situations with soldiers, we do not see any additional soldiers produced. The negative number is that we had a reduction in the number of soldiers that we had originally because of die-off. So this is a bit of a quandary in terms of understanding this, but again, this is very preliminary because of the long-term aspect of 30 days in this study and the crowded conditions. So in conclusion, we can say that worker JH increases with group density, with and or without soldiers. Overall, the JH titers were higher when soldiers were absent, which is good. It supports our previous work and the work of others. Colony effect was significant when soldiers were present, which is probably not too important. And the most interesting aspect of this fairly preliminary work, I think, is how these results may relate to a colony size regulator. That is, what does limit in the ultimate size of a colony? How is JH related to the ultimate size of a colony? Thank you. Yes, Pat.
Would there be any variation if you had a king and queen presence in the mix of...
Variation in what?
In your response to your...
Well, the baseline probably might be more uniform and would be different from groups without king and queen. Yes, it would vary in that way. I don't know if it... Yes, it would.
Do you distance the soldier also suppress the more production of soldiers?
Yes, soldiers suppress the production of other soldiers, yes. That's well known. Yes.
Your experiment is a theory environment, right, in the passage.
Yes.
And its maximum number is 1,000?
Yes.
What do you expect if more than 1,000, that the GH theorists still keep going?
Well, I would expect in this study them all to die before we could actually sample. Right, but if it was possible to do, I think it would increase. I think there's some changes needed. Some of the stressors here, like the wood itself, may be so small that, as we know with the stored product insects, food limitations. Now, food wasn't limited, but their ability to sit on that food was because of the crowded conditions, so that certainly could be a stressor. But I would predict that it would increase if we could actually do it. Yes?
I read that in some experiments, the environment is not good enough, there's a lot of predator, they can produce more soldiers. So the environment parameters is very important. How could you
selection pressure. We think that soldier production and the number of soldiers found in different colonies is related to the evolutionary aspects of predation, especially by ants. And that's why we think that certain colonies have more soldiers than others, especially as you move towards the tropics where there's more ants. So what we see here, I think, is another stressor and another selection pressure being applied. But we're looking at an adaptation and not a evolution in the laboratory.
Do you think that worker in star has some effect? What instar you mean?
We're using workers beyond the third instar with no wing buds, so probably third, fourth instar workers. Yes, there could be an effect if depending on what age you use. Yes.
Do